Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in-line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hi, I'm Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Thursday Morning. I thought today we'd talk a little bit about the interconnectedness of life. I don't know how much you think about that, the idea that none of us are truly separate, not just from the people around us, but from everything around us. I remember being in the monastery, and every morning we would have to go through a set of, you could think of it as chanting or prayers or recollections, reflections, however you like to think about that stuff in your mind. But the beginning of it was always the same, and it was, this is for the benefit of all sentient beings. To begin with, that has a really sort of big impact on the mind. It's like, wow, all sentient beings, and not just all humans, but everything in the world, all living beings. There's a real kind of sense of the mind expanding and us feeling more connected with the world. But then something interesting happens after a while. It almost becomes, I don't know, almost like rote. You know, you're just sort of, you're saying it, but maybe you're not really feeling it. So I remember going to my teacher and explaining this. And he said, yeah, sure, that's common, you know. He said, the best thing to do in this situation is to think of somebody really close to you. Think of someone who you very easily can conjure up that feeling and think it's in their benefit. So when you do the practice, yes, it benefits the world. But if that feels too big, just focus on that one person. At the start of so many practices and meditations, I will always say, I'll always ask you, right, to think about your intention. Who you're doing this for, why you're doing it, just to have a sense that it is about something more than ourselves. It's not just how it impacts us as individuals, but it's how it impacts the people around us. But there may be days, and I hope there will be days, where it goes a little bit further than just the people around you. I think we can do that at a very limited way. It might be a partner. And if that's the thing that conjures up that feeling, that's the most important thing. So don't lose that. But maybe sometimes we're able to take it a bit wider, and it's kind of like, it's not just the people we live with. Maybe it's the people we work with. And then maybe it's not just the people we work with. Maybe it's the people in our social group. And then maybe it's the people that we pass on the street, in our car, when we're walking, holding a door open. You know, there are lots of different interactions in our life that we may not necessarily remember or be that aware of, but that are opportunities where we can take a moment for another person in so many different ways. So even in our life in that way, there's a sense of building up the space so it's getting bigger and bigger. But again, that's just with the people in our life. And then there's maybe kind of, for many of you, you may have sort of pets at home that you feel a similar kind of connection with. And you know that when you're in a good headspace yourself, that they get to benefit from that as well. You know, we can go even sort of further out than that. We can start to think about the animals, the insects. This may feel like a very insignificant thing in our life, but training the mind in this way over a long period of time has a really profound effect. And I don't mean that it just stops us, you know, killing insects or anything like that. There is a sense of connection with the world that fundamentally transforms the way we think, transforms the way we feel, may even transform the way that we speak, and we act, and we live in the world. But that feeling of connection comes from knowing that none of us are separate. That feeling of isolation we might get sometimes, that feeling of loneliness we might get sometimes, that comes from feeling disconnected, as though we are somehow on our own, separate. By training the mind in this way, we realize that actually we're never separate, even when we're on our own. We are always part of something bigger, not just the people around us, but life around us, the world around us. And as long as we have that in our mind, then we're never alone. That feeling of connection will give us a sense of peace, contentment, and love on the good days, and it will see us through many, many difficult challenges in life. But taking the time to remember that, whether it's before a meditation or whether it's right now at the end of Radio Headspace, my hope is that that will bring something really special to your life. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.